Oh, cameras have arrived in the studio. You always know there's something special when cameras come into the studio and they start filming all around them. And the reason is Lisa McHugh is with me. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Gosh, Lisa, tell you what, I saw you in the Silver Birch in Oma a couple of years ago. Had to stay there. I was working in Oma, staying overnight, and there was a massive crowd arriving. And I said to the manager, what's on? I said, Lisa McHugh's on. And he took me down, and I was standing way down at the back by the bar, and I was cracking away at him and watching all the people doing those fabulous jives that they do. An incredible number of young people. I have tried to learn it, and you know, I'm on my way to getting a handle on it, but seeing it done properly, to see it being done properly, is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a real skill, and it's something that is very popular here in Ireland especially. So I was delighted to get so many people coming along to the shows. You know, I've been over here now for the last 9 years, Frank, doing that, and continuously on the road. And, you know, to get that support from day one right up till now, from everyone across the country, coming along to dance and sing along to the songs, it's been fantastic.
You're a Glaswegian originally. Well, you'll always be a Glaswegian, but very much based in the west of the province. If you had to toss a coin and still be musically successful, would you be living in Northern Ireland or would you be living in Scotland?
I think I would still be definitely living here in Ireland.
Well, why do you like it so much? Because Nathan says the same thing, and he's not a million miles from you. He's over in the west quite a bit as well. Mm-hmm. Well, what is it about how we accept country talent here?
I just think it's the way of life here. You know, I come from an Irish background anyway. Both my parents are Irish, so I was no stranger to the way of life before I came over here. But I've been living here now, as I said, 9 years, and people really welcomed me from the north to the south with open arms. You know, and I live in Enniskillen in Fermanagh. It's a lovely town. Everyone there is so welcoming, so friendly, and I just feel very settled here. I just love it.
And when you look at the plan, when the manager draws up the itinerary, say for 12 months or so, do you sometimes think, gosh, that's a lot of gigs in a lot of places covering a lot of ground, whether it be across Ireland or across in Scotland or England or anywhere else that you're, mm-hmm. that you're playing. Do you look at it and say, oh, I'm successful? Or do you look at it and think to yourself, jeepers, this is demanding?
I don't think I would ever look at it and say, wow, I'm successful. If I would count myself as very fortunate, you know, if that amount of work comes in, to be able to perform in so many different places. But I've had a break since New Year's Eve until literally 2 weeks ago. So that's the longest time I've been off from touring since I started. So to be at home, literally just chilling out with the feet up, and I've been working on songwriting in the studio as well. And now we released Country Mile a couple of weeks ago, which I was delighted to get to number 4 in the charts. So it's starting now to get back to the busy stage, and I have to say I'm very excited about that. Having the break and recharging the batteries has really made me, you know, more excited to get back on stage and performing all of the new material to come.
Country Mile, I'll play it in a moment. It has that sound of new country. It has that sound of modern country. When I was growing up, I was, you know, from an Irish country music level, Susan McCann and Philomena Begley were on 8 tracks in my dad's car. I loved it all. But as for international country, I was listening to people like Vernon Oxford or Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, and mm-hmm. You know, George Jones. Like George Jones is, I remember working for a guy called Hugh Hardy on Radio Carousel in Dundalk, mm-hmm. and he used to play George Jones. And eventually I got to meet George Jones once, and I thought, you realise you're standing in the presence of country royalty with a capital R. Mm-hmm. But they're all guys from an older age, and you know, the Patsy Cline's or the Crystal Gales from that era as well. Do you appreciate their music?
Of course. You know, I grew up, I'm a massive fan of the likes of Dolly Parton and, you know, Loretta Lynn and Martina McBride and all of the classics, as well as George Jones. You know, without them, they certainly paved the way. You know, they made country music what it is. And everyone, you know, that's come on from then has really looked to all of those for inspiration, whether it be in their songwriting, whether it be in their style of recording, their performances. I think they're definitely a huge factor in everyone's career, you know, if you're a country artist. And of course, things have changed. The sound of country music has changed, like it has everything in the world. It's progressed, it's grown. And, you know, that's, I've tried to, you know, capture that in my new music as well. I wanted to grow as an artist, as a songwriter, and grow my sound and, you know, progress as much as I possibly can. And hopefully I've managed to do that.
How important are the satellite television stations that are dedicated to country music? Again, I'm a sucker for them, but are you as aware of your presence on those stations as maybe you should be?
Of course, it's, you know, everything, you know, publicly wise is, or publicity wise, should I say, is, you know, is a huge benefit, no matter whether it's radio, whether it's television, whether it's social media. Every aspect of that collectively, you know, is huge to an artist or to someone who's, you know, a public figure or in the spotlight. You know, I don't think one thing in particular is going to overrun everything. But I do think that, you know, of course, the television shows and country shows on radio or TV, you know, they definitely help.
Well, they'll be playing the likes of Country Mile, which is the new single. If people do want to see you, I'm sure you'll be at the Farmers Bash later in the year. Are you going to be at that? Are you part of that project?
I am, but I'm going to be at the one that's live on the beach, the Farmers Bash, the first time in Portrush. That's on the 9th of August. So that's the first time we're going to be part of that lineup. I'm excited for that one.
Has that ever been done on the beach in Portrush before?
Never.
That sounds like a venue for a rave. You know, I can see Fatboy Slim there. But the Farmers are going to take that one over.
Yes, well, it's going to be a weekend event. I do think that there will be more of, I think Lush Classical is going to be there the next night. So it's definitely a weekend's event, but we'll be there on the Friday night. Myself and Una Healy, Marty Moan, Nathan Carter, there's a great lineup there as well, and tickets are flying out the door. So yeah, it's the first time to be on live on the beach, and I have been, as you say, part of the lineup that was in the SSE Arena for the last couple of years, and it was just such an amazing show to be a part of, and everyone in the team was such a pleasure to work with, so I'm really excited for this one as well.
Yeah, but that on the beach one, if you get the weather for that, that's going to be tremendous. What's the date for that one again?
It's Friday the 9th of August.
Oh, that's a night to put
come
in
the, along if
in
you're the, off, Frank.
I love it like that. I'll be there with my bucket and spade listening to it all. That's a great idea, whoever's put that together. And the venues and the hotels and the I was going to say the dance halls, but there are places where dances are held. They're usually in hotels now, and some of them are very well established. I sometimes think about the likes of the Ryandale in the Moy. It's been, you know, cutting a swathe through country music for quite a while and creating a great buzz, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely venues across the country that have been there for a very long time, and, you know, they always sustain a business, they always sustain a crowd, and entertainment-wise, and, you know, without them, there would be no country dancing scene. You know, it's hugely important for all the artists that are doing the circuit as well to have the venues like that. So, yeah, I'll be part of the Farmers Band lineup. I'll also be on the Kaleidoscope Festival, which is the sister festival of Electric Picnic in Dublin, or in Blessington, on the 30th of June this year as well. So I'm really excited for that.
Is it primarily country?
No, it's more of a pop crossover festival.
Yeah, so you're on that as well. Very good. But you are satisfying many needs. What do you say to young people, Lisa, very often from the town, who don't want to know that country music is cool? I love country, and sometimes I can't even convince people in their middle-age people that country music is a fabulous genre. What do you say to those who have missed out on country?
I would definitely say, don't judge a book by its cover. You know, I would say to investigate, listen to more artists than just one, and, you know, try. There is definitely artists within the country genre that, you know, are more crossover or more Irish or more traditional. You know, we all try and kind of be true to ourselves. So that might not be everyone's cup of tea, but I guarantee there'll be somebody out there that you'll find within the country scene that you'll enjoy.
Totally, you will. And Lisa McHugh's one of them. Thanks for coming by, Lisa.
Great time. Thank you.
Very much indeed. Let's play the current single. It is called Country Mile.
of
sounding bitter. Oh, God knows I couldn't care less that he's with her. No, no. Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. I got out quick before the damage was done. She don't know what's coming. She'd be better off running. She hears bells and I hear thunder. She sees the future shining bright. Over spell, he's got her under, wrapped her up in butterflies. He's a little word to the wise. They got a little free advice. She should put a country vibe. Oh, oh, she should put a country vibe. Oh, oh. Did he use the same old lies rehearsed in the mirror about a thousand times? Everything, but he can't give much cause he ain't got nothing. No, he ain't got nothing. Man, he's really something. She'd be better off running, 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 running. She hears bells and I hear thunder. She sees the future shining bright. I know the spell. He's got her under, wrapped her up in butterflies. He's a little word to the free advice. She should put a country mouth. Oh, oh, she should put a country mouth. Oh, oh, she should put a country mouth. Oh, oh, she should put a country mouth. Oh, oh. When it all comes crashing down,
it's coming, it's coming.
She's gonna know what I'm talking about. And I hear thunder. She sees the future shining bright. I know the spell. He's got her under, wrapped her up in butterflies. He's a little word to the wise. Yeah, got a little free advice. She should put a country mouth. Oh, oh, she should put a country mouth. Oh, oh, she should run.
Good stuff. Lisa McHugh's new single is called Country Mile.